instead of hash browns, you might have just some white stuff. There's a lot of people eating for breakfast. I put salt, pepper on it, butter. Again, with the cheese.
Great.
Sure. What about the whole currency? Some of it's kind of yellow, some of it's white.
Corn.
Yeah, but it's cooked stuff. Sure. Buy that stuff?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Kind of starchy food that grows in flooded fields. Grows in
the grass.
Sure. Have you ever heard of people making this stuff in stills? You know, illegal, non-tax value alcohol?
Yeah.
What would that be called? Oh, so it's in that
car. White Martin?
Sure. Okay. Same side of that?
Can't think of it.
Moonshine?
Yeah, moonshine.
You heard of that car? Anything called stump juice?
Mm-mm.
It's stump water. So if something makes a good impression, if something's in the kitchen cooking and makes a good impression on your nose, you might say, just that.
Smell.
We were talking about pancakes. What about this sweet stuff that people pour over pancakes?
Syrup.
Is there anything like syrup, but maybe a little bit different?
Yeah, never heard of it on pancakes. Never heard of it on pancakes, though. What, molasses?
Yeah.
And biscuits?
Okay. Is it, molasses is different from syrup?
Probably.
Is it thicker or does it taste good?
Sweeter taste to it.
Molasses is sweet. Quick to eat the taste.
Things are going on.
Doesn't matter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you thought, if I had a belt on that's made out of cowhide, and it's not artificial cowhide, I might say to somebody, well, this belt isn't the artificial cowhide, it's
leather.
Mm-hmm. Or it's cowhide.
Genuine.
So you think the days before people sold sugar packaged like this now, if when they sold it right out of the barrel, you'd say it's being sold how? Okay. How would you say it was being sold in BULK?
Bulk.
Yeah. Alright. And the stuff that you got hot biscuits, you might spread on the biscuits.
Butter.
Okay, there's something else. Sweet stuff. Grape or apple.
Jelly.
Sure. And everybody at the kitchen table has shakers for their
salt and pepper.
This expression, if somebody has a bowl of apples and oranges and they offer you the bowl, you might say, well, I don't think I have a check for an orange, but
I'll have an apple.
Mm-hmm. And if you were pointing out some boys who had done something like broken out somebody's window, you might say, well, Matt, it wasn't these boys, it was
Daniel.
Okay, or boys.
Those.
Sure. And if you're pointing out something to me, you might say, well, it's not right nearby, it's
over there.
Sure. If you're showing somebody how to do something, you might say, well, I don't do it that way, do it this way. Okay. What would you say that the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Okay. And kind of complete this sentence. You might say, well, if a man has a lot of money, he doesn't have to worry about much. But life's harder on a man. Say if he's a poor man. You might say, well, if a man's got plenty of money, he doesn't have much to worry about, but life's harder on him.